This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Allergy season is on its way and you need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Save $200 on the 3-Pack. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code Howie3 to order.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
So someone I haven't called on before. You. Who are you?
Who are these people?
Whoa. No. Yeah, one final question, right. Hey, look, wait, hold on a second, please. I was supposed to be an hour ago at the European Union meeting.
I do not have time for this. I do not have time for you.
He's perfect. He's perfect for now.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
What kind of bizarre world are we living in now that the woman of the year is really a man?
From now on, I want you all to call me Loretta.
What?
It's my right as a man.
We're going to let men who now think they're women get women's prizes? I mean, it's just an amazing insult.
We're going to win this war.
What war?
The war on women! Women, man!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
We'll get to all of those Biden cuts. And again, it was an impressive performance. I'm sure they can blame it today on jet lag. But he's just he's heading down these meandering paths to getting us into big trouble, like minor incursions, and then all of a sudden he takes another question. So obviously he's got an IFB in his ear, just like I do. But I'm not the president of the United States, and you know what, unless it's time for me to wrap up and I'm going into a hard break, Taylor doesn't tell me to stop talking. That's the president of the United States. He says nobody's concerned about his sanity over in Europe. That's why we have secret ballots in American elections, so that you can tell people what you really think of them. No more voice votes, whether it's at the European Union or NATO or in the Massachusetts legislature, where the state senate today is voting again on a proposal to scrap the state gasoline tax for a few weeks. It's not going to pass, but we'll keep an eye on it. The first thing I want to get to today is breaking news. Donald J. Trump sues Hillary Clinton, others over 2016 Russian collusion allegations. This is like half of the case. It's not even half. It's over 100 pages long. And he's suing everybody in the world. He's suing, among others, other than Hillary Clinton, Mark Sussman, who's under indictment by the special counsel, John Durham, Kevin Kleinsmith, the FBI lawyer who's been convicted by John Durham of making up documents, forging federal documents. Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, those are the crooked FBI agents. Andrew McCabe, the former corrupt acting director of the FBI. John Podesta. I tell you, who else is there? Oh, Glenn Simpson. He's from Fusion GPS. And Christopher Steele, the guy who actually wrote the dodgy dossier. Charles Dolan Jr., that's the guy from Massachusetts who's still on the UMass board of advisors to the political science department. He's the one who gave Christopher Steele a lot of the information. He got a continued without a finding on a motor vehicle stop up on the North Shore. Igor Danchenko, he's also listed as a defendant. He's under indictment by John Durham. Rodney Jaffe, the former guy who was let's put it this way, he was under investigation by the Bunko squads in various jurisdictions, and then he became a big Democrat donor. He was involved in the whole Russian collusion hoax scam. So he's named all this. He said that all these people are running this as a racketeering enterprise to to put him out of business. And that he, so far, it's cost him, according to the lawsuit, Donald J. Trump, it's cost him $24 million, at least $24 million, which is probably accurate, I would say. Paragraph 9. In short, the defendants, blinded by political ambition, orchestrated a malicious conspiracy to disseminate patently false and injurious information about Donald J. Trump and his campaign, all in the hopes of destroying his life, his political career, and rigging the 2016 presidential election in favor of Hillary Clinton. Worse still, the defendants continue to spread their vicious lies to this day as they unabashedly publicize their thoroughly debunked falsehoods in an effort to ensure that he will never be elected again. The deception, malice, and treachery perpetrated by the defendants has caused significant harm to the American people and to the plaintiff, Donald J. Trump, and they must be held accountable for their heinous acts. Amen. Amen. You know, the president will be conducting a rally this weekend in Georgia. I think Newsmax is the only network that's going to cover it live. And do you think he'll have a lot to say about this this lawsuit at the rally in Georgia? I think he will. I think he will. I always like racketeering enterprise. I always like when, you know, usually when I see it in a criminal indictment in the federal courts, they say, you know, Congressman, fill in the blank, Nicholas Mavroulis, was running his office as a racketeering enterprise. It's always great stuff. This is a civil racketeering case. And, you know, it'd be great to go through discovery. But I think, again, this is just another indication that that he's going to run for president. 919 says, what about Clapper and Brennan? Well, they may have appeared in there as John Doe's 1 through 10. They're not listed here in the first go around. Jake Sullivan from the Biden administration, he's the national security advisor. He's named John Podesta. He was one of the signatories for that when they said that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. Robbie Mook, he was the campaign manager for Hillary Clinton. Let's see here. Nellie Orr and Bruce Orr. Bruce Orr was the number four guy at the FBI. And his wife, Nellie Orr, right before they started concocting the nonsense with the Steele dossier, she went to work for Fusion GPS. And Fusion GPS and Glenn Simpson, the former Wall Street Journal reporter who owned Fusion GPS, they're also defendants here. Let's go down and see who else is in here. As I said, Danchenko.
Number four, Bobby Orr.
Rodney Jaffe. James Comey is there. James Comey. I stretch Comey. The Cardinal, as they used to call him, at the J. Edgar Hoover building, the seventh floor. Let's see. So and Perkins Coie Law Firm and Mark Elias. He's the lawyer who he was at Perkins Coie. He was the lawyer who was Sussman's partner. Sussman's gone from the law firm, obviously, because he's been indicted, and Mark Elias is also gone from the law firm. And this is the actions taken in furtherance of this scheme, falsifying evidence, deceiving law enforcement, and exploiting access to highly sensitive data sources are so outrageous, subversive, and incendiary that even the events of Watergate pale in comparison. Can anyone dispute the facts of this complaint? It'd be interesting to see how the New York Times will play this tomorrow. 917, how about Pickle Nose? You mean Stefan Halper? No, I don't see his name here on the first sheet. He may be, again, John Doe. He could be anybody. I got a story about stuff on Helper. Maybe we'll get to it tomorrow if the news slows down a little bit, just about going back over his sordid career. This is the guy who tried to set up Carter Page, tried to set up George Stephanopoulos. He's this guy. He made millions of dollars working for the Pentagon doing so-called research papers when he was at Cambridge in England. And he's a really sleazy guy. Speaking of, he was busted for crack cocaine in Washington in 1994. Crack cocaine. This is a guy who's like now in his like late 70s. So he was in his 50s when he was busted in D.C. for crack cocaine. And all the records have disappeared, but it's been confirmed that he was there. They had all these sleazy. How about the secret? He had a secret agent. Her name was Azer Turk or something like that. She was like a honey pot, honey badger. She was flirting with George Papadopoulos, trying to get him into the sack, so he would tell her about the Russian connections with the Trump campaign, which of course there weren't any. Spoiler alert, there weren't any. All right, 844-500-4242. We'll be keeping a close eye on this lawsuit as it begins to unfold. And again, the coverage will be very interesting in the state run media tomorrow. 844-500-4242. We always talk about what we're going to do differently this new year, but not so much how we're going to accomplish it. Let's face it, right now, if it's not easy, it's not happening. My secret to staying on track with my goals? HelloFresh. HelloFresh offers delicious recipes and convenient doorstep delivery to take the hassle out of mealtimes and save me hours at the grocery store. With farm-fresh produce plus calorie-smart and carb-smart recipe options, HelloFresh makes it easier than ever to eat well. I can take my pick from 50 menu and market items each week. I can even customize my box by switching proteins and swapping sides for meals that work for me. Plus, it's a cinch to skip a week, change my delivery date, or update my preferences right from the HelloFresh app. Patrice sent me something. She last night made the Swedish meatloaf and the creamed kale. And she said it was good. She didn't know why they called it Swedish meatloaf, but maybe because the nutmeg was in there. And she wanted to try the kale, and she said it was tasty enough, but not a home run. But the great thing about HelloFresh is I get to try something new that I would never have made otherwise. If it's only around for a dinner or two, and I don't have a whole bunch of extra ingredients that I'll never use again going bad in my refrigerator. I don't think Patrice was expecting all that much. I mean, kale is ultimately cabbage. But, you know, that's the thing about HelloFresh. You take a chance with something because, you know, it's not going to be terrible, and maybe you'll like it, you know? And most of the time you do like it a lot. But it's never terrible. It's always decent. It's a cinch to skip a week, change your delivery date, or update your preferences with the HelloFresh app. Their chefs really know how to warm up these long winter nights with comforting dishes from around the world, like juicy beef tenderloin and cheese fondue that I can whip up in my own kitchen. So this year, I've traded my takeout habit for easy-to-prepare meals from HelloFresh and have fallen in love with cooking at home again. And you can, too. Get started today at HelloFresh.com/Howie16 and use code Howie16 for 16 free meals plus 3 gifts. That's code Howie16 for 16 free meals and 3 free gifts at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. HelloFresh.com/Howie16. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
It's good to be the king.
Howie Carr. The Howie Carr Show.
I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will the vote to suspend the Massachusetts gas tax get more than 7 of the 40 votes in the state Senate today?
See, there are 3 Republicans. That's pitiful, but there are 3 Republicans out of the 40 members of the Massachusetts State Senate, so they'd have to get 4 Democrats to get over 7. They have to get 5 to get over 7. I'm going to say yes, they will.
Only 19% say yes.
I think this is one of those, in a legislative body, if they've got the votes to win and it's a controversial issue, sometimes they give you a free pass, the leadership. And I think in this case, some of these guys need a free pass to vote. The question is how many. I'm going to say more than 4. So I'll say, yeah, I'll stick with the 19%. I could very much be wrong, though. 844-500-4242. Somebody else wants to, a texter wants to know who's going to pay for the legal defense here. I don't think in this case they're going to get any defense from the, they're going to get any legal representation from the government. Because most of these people, the offenses that they're charged with, the racketeering they're charged with is kind of outside or extra governmental. Not really, of course. It's part of being in the deep state. But I don't think they can ask the government that. They may ask, but I don't think they can ask for help. I guess they'll get a lot of pro bono representation, you know, for free. Because they were fighting the good fight, trying to frame Donald Trump and railroad him into prison for crimes he didn't commit. They were doing the Lord's work as far as the Democrats are concerned. So maybe they'll get some free legal representation. 860, the coverage will be interesting. Didn't you mean to say the lack of coverage will be interesting? I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I think they have to. I think they have to cover it in some way or another. Incidentally, it's interesting timing that the lawsuit was filed today as BuzzFeed News. They were the first ones who printed posted the dossier. Hillary Clinton's dirty dossier of all the made-up charges against Trump. They're announcing today that they're offering buyouts to 36 of the news division's roughly 100 journalists, which some fear could be a death blow to the long-term future. Oh, wouldn't that be a tragedy if BuzzFeed went out of business after printing the dodgy dossier, none of which or very little of which was true. Wouldn't that be a tragedy? It's funny, though, that the Washington Post has a huge story about BuzzFeed News. And you know one thing they never mentioned? The dodgy dossier. Not even in passing. It's down the memory hole. It's with the Malaysian jet down in the Indian Ocean somewhere. The BuzzFeed. They're getting sued all over the world, but they're not even going to mention it. Frank, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Frank.
Hi, Howie. I'm not sure this actually applies in this sort of lawsuit. I know so little about it, but I just wonder if one of the big motivators for Donald Trump doing this, discovery, if he's trying to get at facts that haven't been brought out yet. I'd love to see him punished, but I'd like to see the truth come out.
I would too. I don't think it'll ever get to that state. I think it's just a way to kind of keep the heat on them and to force the mainstream media to do some kind of reporting on the actual fake news that they created and how they tried to destroy him over 5 years. I think any discovery, so-called, you know, discovery is when you depose all the defendants and you ask them questions and they're under oath and, you know, you're getting ready for the trial. So, you know, you try to pin them down. And a lot of the good stuff in these cases comes out in discovery, you know, and then they hand over like hundreds of pages of testimony to reporters, to people like me, and we go over it and you know, put it all together. I'm not sure how much discovery we'll actually get here, but I think he just wants to keep the heat on them and you know, make them pay. I mean, they've been they've destroyed lives. They destroyed Papadopoulos. They destroyed Carter Page. His whole family. I mean, look at how many hours Donald Trump Jr. had to spend under oath before congressional committees, as opposed to Hunter Biden, who's basically a career criminal, a bag man, by his own admission, a bag man. And has he ever had to testify before Congress or even a grand jury? No, he hasn't, I don't think. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 484 says, where was the lawsuit filed by Donald Trump? In the Southern District of Florida. It's, you know, basically, you know, Broward, Miami-Dade, Palm Beach, Fort Pierce, Key West. The Southern District. Southern
Mago, Mago!
It's... You know, if they vote in the state Senate and we have an answer to our poll question, we'll change it to, if we have a vote before the end of the show, we'll change it to, will any of the network newscasts cover the story about the lawsuit tonight? I'm going to say no. No way. What do you think, Grace?
Will they cover the lawsuit tonight? No. I'm going to say zero. 0 minutes.
Yeah, zero for three on the network newscast.
The old goose egg.
When the phone don't ring, Mr. President, it'll be the network, the nightly newscast, asking you for a comment about your 100-page lawsuit that you filed today in Florida. All right, now we have Grace with the news.
Eric Adams exempts athletes and performers from city vaccine mandate. This story is getting a lot of play. Mayor Eric Adams exempted the city's athletes and performers from the Big Apple's COVID-19 vaccine mandate on Thursday, following weeks of pressure after it kept Brooklyn Nets star Kyrie Irving from playing in home games. And I just wanted to read you one quote here from his fellow Democrat and City Council Speaker Adrian Adams of Queens said, "I'm worried about the increasingly ambiguous messages that are being sent to New Yorkers about public health. This exemption
increasingly?
This exemption sends the wrong message that higher paid workers and celebrities are being valued as more important than our devoted civil servants, which I reject." Well, at least you reject it.
You know, the thing
is,
nice. Kyrie Irving got screwed by this stupid mandate. But, you know, and I'm glad they've corrected that wrong. But why don't they correct the wrong for everybody across the board?
Because this has all become a class thing, Howie. We've talked about this before. You go to a fancy event and, you know, the people who are serving you, drinks or the waiters, the staff at an event, they all have masks on. It's like two different rules for everybody. And it goes to the vaccines, too. And this was happening at the very beginning of the pandemic, where they were flying people into New York for these award shows. And like everyone was banned from traveling into other states unless you were, you know, picking up a VMA, because that's really so important.
Yeah. You know, Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, has talked about this. You know, he says that, why should only people who are waiting and bartending and busing the tables at these high class events, they're the only ones wearing masks. The people in tuxedos and evening gowns are not wearing masks. And I remember the night he said it, Grace, that was one of the night I got to go to one of the beautiful people parties in Palm Beach, invited by one of my neighbors. And it was exactly as he described it.
Yeah, and it's really dehumanizing, you know? I've been a waitress before, and it's nice when people, you know, say hi, you know, and they're nice to you and smile and say thank you. And when you have the masks on, I can't imagine that really happens, you know? People, even just how in day-to-day when you had the masks on and we had to talk to one another, it just takes away such an element of kindness. Right. People started treating each other like monsters.
Yeah, I was doing my column for tomorrow for the Herald. I just took some of the quotes from listeners and texters over the last week or so. And one of them was a bus driver up, I think, Manchester, New Hampshire. And he said, "I still remember the first day I had to put the mask on, July 1st, 2020. And he said, "I'm 2 years from retirement. I'm afraid I'm going to have to wear a mask to the very last day."
Yeah.
And it's just horrible. And for what reason?
For no reason.
But it's virtue signaling by his boss. But his boss doesn't have to wear a mask. He's the one who has to wear a mask.
Yeah, it's and you know, since we're talking about the COVID, New Zealand scraps vaccine passes and mandates. So a lot of other places are deciding that this is no longer something they want to keep doing. But like you said, Howie, it's been happening for 2 years. It's a little, you know, better late than never, but let's acknowledge how late we are to all of this.
Yeah. The bus driver quoted Laura Ingraham, 15 years to flatten the curve.
Yeah.
That's the way it seems sometimes now, doesn't it?
Yeah. And when you do flatten the curve, you're always going to hear that voice saying, it could happen again. Don't get too comfortable.
207 says tuxedos ward off COVID. Yeah, evening gowns too.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Jewelry, not costume jewelry, real jewelry.
Professional makeup. If you get your makeup done by a professional, you're protected against COVID. Howie, this is a weird story. Michigan school board president ousted after allegedly choking colleague. Did you see this?
Yeah, I saw the headline. I didn't read the whole story. I didn't have time. What happened?
A school board president in Michigan has been stripped of her position after she allegedly slammed another member's head into a table and choked her in the middle of a meeting. Danielle Green was voted out during a Flint Community School Boards of Education emergency meeting on Wednesday, just hours after the alleged bloody attack on Treasurer Laura McIntyre unfolded. McIntyre said the alleged brutal attack was unprovoked. She claims Green came over to her and started making threats after objecting to something McIntyre had said during the finance subcommittee meeting. Things got heated.
One time at the Boston City Council, way back when, before you were born, Grace, a woman named Kitty Craven threw a city councilor threw a shoe at somebody.
Threw a shoe at somebody? Did the person duck?
Yeah. I mean, throwing a shoe is not that serious, is it?
Well, remember, someone threw a shoe at George Bush once. I remember that when I was younger. Yeah. And he was quick. He was quick on his feet. I think he was a lot faster than some other politicians might be. Howie, I wanted to tell you this. This is just a story I found hypocritical. Bill Gates is turning his $43 million bachelor pad into a nuisance, the locals claim.
Yeah, I did read that story because Bill Gates, back when he was a Harvard student, he would go over to this place called the Combat Zone in Boston, which was basically the red light district at the time. It's been zoned out of existence now. And so I thought maybe he was converting his like $43 million estate into like his own personal combat zone. But it's not that. It's just that they just keep working on the project all the time.
Yeah, but you know what else, Howie? So you're right. They're working on the project all the time. One of the neighbors complained that her baby can't sleep. It's always loud. It's a nuisance. And I totally understand that. But the part of this that I find the most hypocritical about Bill Gates and these other people who claim to care so much about the environment is they tear down these million-dollar homes that are perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with them just so they can build out other massive homes. Like, is that good for the environment? Wasting a perfectly good home so you can use a bunch of material and a bunch of energy to build a new one?
Well, if you read that story closely, it's in the New York Post, by the way, if you want to see it. They're saying, well, you know, he's in this area where they very seldom approve any kind of major building projects. You can't get around the zoning restrictions because they want to keep the place somewhat pristine, right?
Right.
But then they say, but if you have $135 billion, it's not a problem. So, I mean, so what are they suggesting, Grace? That the guy is just like going, one of his minions is going into town hall or city hall with bags of cash and paying people off? How do you do that? I mean, there's either a zoning law for everybody or there's a zoning law for nobody, right?
Money talks, my friend. Money talks. By the way, Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. Get a synthetic oil change and tire rotation starting at just $49.95. Any make or model. Get the details and schedule an appointment online and find other service specials at toyotaofportsmouth.com. Hey, Howie, this is an interesting poll I saw today in Axios. It says, exclusive poll, inflation hits Latino support for Democrats. Now, it's a survey, and at first they have December 2021, and then they have March 2022, and they show you a range of issues, and they show you how much it's increased. And climate change goes right across 25%. Like, it hasn't changed at all. The level of concern for climate change. Crime has gone from 30% to 27%, which is a little strange. But then it says inflation, which was at the concern was at 22% in 2021, is now up to 34% for Latinos and Latino Americans. And so this is a big concern for Democrats.
Well, this is why the Connecticut House of Representatives last night in Hartford voted 143-0 to suspend the state gas tax. They understand this. Our legislators in Massachusetts apparently don't understand that. But well, they do in Connecticut, Maryland, Georgia, New Hampshire.
I'm glad you brought that up, though, Howie, because I know I had read this to you during the crossover in my show, but the story about California and all these plans they have for like $9 billion to, you know, give out debit cards with gas money on it and all this stuff, wouldn't it just be easier if they suspended the gas tax?
Yes, it would.
Like, they're kind of reinventing the wheel here, and they're doing, right, you know, jumping jacks to try to figure out how to save people money when the solution
is... How about start issuing permits to drill on federal property again?
That too.
How about restarting the Keystone Pipeline?
I have to...
How about not stopping any of the other pipelines, like across the Great Lakes, which they're trying, which some of the, like Gretchen Whitmer is into in Michigan?
Howie, I have to read you one tweet here from Chris Hayes from MSNBC. Last night he tweeted, "Can you imagine what they would be doing if this was the fifth seat of a 5-4 majority?" They being Republicans, you know, because they're acting so disrespectfully towards Ketanji
Brown Jackson. Because they're reading from her own decisions,
yeah,
and asking her what she meant?
But
how racist is that, Grace?
I have to read you some of the replies. Bonchi from Red State writes, "I think we have some idea of how desperate partisans can get in that situation, Chris." And another person wrote, "Brett Kavanaugh was seat number 5, and Democrats smeared him as an alcoholic and gang rapist, so we don't need to imagine." And another person said, "Actually, we can imagine. You clearly have amnesia, or you were just a total hypocrite." I think we know which one it is.
Yeah, I'll take the latter. All right.
Thanks, Howie.
Thank you, Grace. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows, I wear their slippers, I dry off with their towels. But there's one thing that makes my night complete, and that's their Giza Dream Sheets. They're luxurious and soft and help me sleep so well. MyPillow sheets are made with the world's best cotton called Giza. They're ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Trust me, once you try them, you'll never want to sleep on anything else again. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. This is the best offer they've ever had for their Giza Dream Sheets. The offer is 60% off, as low as $39.99. This is for a limited time only, so please take advantage of it.
And Howie, I just want to let everyone know that I have a lot of MyPillow products. I'm talking about the pajamas, the sheets, you name it, I have it, and everything is top quality. I don't think I'll ever go anywhere else now that I know how good MyPillow is.
Go to MyPillow.com, you heard it from Grace Curley herself, and click on the radio listener square. I have some of their towels, and they're just fantastic. But if you put in code word Howie, you can get a discount on just about everything they have. You'll find this amazing offer and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, towel sets, that's really, I recommend, and more. They even come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com. Don't forget the code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you miss part of today's show?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Just search Howie Carr on your favorite podcast app and listen anywhere, anytime.
Gave you a gun, the authority to use it. One is no good without the other. They don't know that out there. So they'll scream blue murder until the next time they need a man with a badge.
Howie Carr.
We're talking about the Democrats in California. They want to give out cards to use to buy gas. Basically welfare cards for gas. And 781 says Dems would rather give out free gas cards than suspend the gas tax, because they can control who gets free stuff instead of helping everyone. I think that's a really good analysis of the situation. Joining us now is the financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show, Kevin Frisbee. And he's here to tell us what's going on in the markets. I just checked my 401k, Kevin, and it's been a good week. I'm down still about 5%. So I haven't gotten in any deeper of a hole this week. Is that the way it is for most people?
Yeah, I think so, Howie. Not so bad. I would say markets up again today. You know, we've had a follow through this week, up and down a little bit, but more up than down. It's a good sign. You know, we've got a lot of free money still in the markets, and I think that's kind of what's driving this this rally for the last 2 weeks. Getting to your point about the gas cards in California, I'm in Florida this week and having conversations with some of these people that are making that exodus out of California, New York, and some of those states, and you know that they're just sick and tired of being overly taxed, paying for some of these subsidies like a gas card. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, there was census data came out today, and it said that in New England, particularly, most of the counties, I think every county in Maine, Rhode Island, lost population over the last couple of years. And you know, they're saying, oh, well, a lot of it's the COVID deaths. But, you know, the fact is fewer people have died from COVID than have died from these related diseases, not getting treated for cancer, heart disease, drug overdoses, alcoholism. And most significantly, Kevin, as you and I both know, and everybody knows, is people just fleeing these high tax states. They've had it.
And it's got nothing to do with COVID, I can promise you that. I have conversations with people all across the country, and it is all about taxation, misspending money, politicians just not doing what's right with our taxpayer money, and continuing to give freebies out. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. So what do you tell your people, your clients, about how to avoid high taxes? What is the best way, other than fleeing New England and moving to states that don't have income taxes, like the state we're both in right now today?
Yeah, it's tough to say, except for fleeing, which is the primary number one thing to try to do and get out if you can, if you qualify to get out. I mean, one thing you can do is look at trying to tuck as much as you can into your retirement accounts and your 401ks while you're still working, particularly, let's say you're in the state of Maine or Massachusetts, one of these high-tax states, and then after you retire, fleeing, maybe not fleeing completely, but maybe becoming a Florida resident, Texas, one of those states that has no state income tax. So if you're getting that tax break right now, putting money into your retirement accounts, you're going to get that money coming out state tax-free when you finally get to one of those low or no tax states.
Mm-hmm. What have you got for the listeners today and the viewers?
You know, today, since the market's up for the last week and a half or so, people are asking a lot of times direction and where to go, what to do, stay safe, not stay safe. So I'm just going to offer up our consultation, free consultation. I call it a portfolio X-ray. Let's find out if you're positioned correctly. Number one, not to have too much risk, but also if we continue to go higher and have that bounce, are you positioned in the correct way to make sure you take advantage of that bounce? So that's simple as that. It's no obligation, no cost to anybody that wants to take advantage of that. It's the number to reach us, Howie, is 1-800-989-9100, or they can find us online at frisbeebenefits.com, Frisbee spelled I-E, benefits with an S, .com.
frisbeebenefits.com, and you'll take a look at someone's portfolio, whether it's their 401k, IRA, whatever, SEP, or retire, if they still have a pension, and you'll take a look at it with no obligation to anybody, and just make suggestions as to which way they should perhaps think about going.
That's exactly right, and most people don't have real direction if they're still working and have a 401k or a 403b or some sort of employer-sponsored plan. They're at the mercy of picking and choosing their own investments. So a lot of people find it valuable to reach out to us and just say, hey, I just want a second opinion. If you can kind of look over my investments with me, let me make sure I'm on the right track and in the right positions so I can retire comfortably.
But you've been saying for the last couple of months that you'd want to keep a lot of money on the sidelines. Is that still your position today?
It definitely is, Howie. You know, again, a week or 2 weeks does not make a market, does it? I mean, we're still technically in a bear market position. You know, we rallied now to the top of that bear market. We could have a downturn again.
All right. What's your toll-free number again if people want a no-obligation financial consultation? What's the number?
1-800-989-9100, Howie.
Thank you, Kevin Frisbee. I'm Howie Carr.